probably already have some idea what we're going to be taught this morning.
确实刚才诗歌也大概有些概念，早上我要交通的是什么。
Looking at verse 17.
请看第十七节。
Matthew 16:17, and Jesus answered and said to him, Blessed are you, Simon Barjona, because flesh and blood did not reveal this to you, but my Father who is in heaven.
耶稣对他说，西门巴约拿，你是有福的，因为这不是属血肉的指示你的，乃是我在天上的父指示你的。
Verse 18, and I also say to you,That you are Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades shall not overpower it.
我还告诉你，你是彼得，我要把我的教会建立这磐石上，阴间柄不能胜过它。
I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatever you shall bind on earth.Shall be bound in heaven, and whatever you shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven.
我要把天国的钥匙给你，凡你在地上所捆绑的，在天上也要捆绑；凡你在地上所释放的，在天上也要释放。
And the few words there in the middle of verse 18, I will build my church.Is what we'll be concentrating on this morning.
在十八节中间，他说：“我要建造我的教会。”这是我早上所要所重点的所在。
Of all the things, brothers and sisters, that you have done this past week, and that you will be doing this coming week.
弟兄姐妹们，你过去所做的和你将来这周所要做的一切事情
，Nothing will be more important.Nothing will for eternity more than what we did this past hour.
都不能所有做的这些事情都不能比我们刚才刚过去的一个小时更重要，更有永远的价值。
Remembering the Lord around the Lord's table is the highest honor, the highest privilege, the highest responsibility.Of mankind on this earth.
在主的桌子前是地上人类我们所能有的最高的那个尊贵最高的权力最高的那个责任
You could have the privilege of leading 1,000 people to the Lord this past week. And it is not as important as coming around the Lord's table together remembering who he is.
就算你过去一周领了1,000人得救，都不能够和我们以聚集在主面前纪念他是谁这件事相比。
And from the open, when there was a song and a prayer noting the worthiness of the Lord Jesus, my heart was touched by that.
当我们刚才播饼说到开始有祷告诗歌说到我们主耶稣是配的时候，我的心就被摸着。
All of us want to come in as believers to a place of appreciating the worthiness of the Lord Jesus.
我们作为信徒都要来到这个地方来知道主。
Even for this hour, we want to see Jesus.
就算是这一个小时我们都来想要看见耶稣。
But how are we going to be? What should be our attitude?
但是我们怎么能够达到我们的态度应当是如何
Here's a little secret.
这是有一个秘诀
To see the worthiness of the Lord,
就是看见主的配
We must see our worthlessness.
必须看见我们的不配
To see the worthiness of the Lord Jesus,comes by seeing our worthlessness.
看见主耶稣的那个配是取决于我们要看见我们的不配。
This does not happen overnight.
这件事不是一个晚上就能发生的。
With some exceptions.
除非有特别的情况。
Saul of Tarsus was one who almost in an instant on the road to Damascus under such light from heaven saw his worthlessness.
大树的扫罗在他去大马色的路上的时候因着大光一照所以他马上就看见自己的那个不配。
And even Paul, there was time taken, we see him when he was writing Romans 7, to really to come in to his own wretchedness, his own worthlessness.
所以就是这个保罗我们也看见说在罗马书第七章他也经过挣扎才看见自己的那个完全的败坏。
To see our worthlessness goes against every single thing in our whole being.
看见我们这个不配是跟我们这个人一切事情都是相关的。
We're born to try to prove ourselves, to try to show that we're worth something to our family, to our society, not to bring shame.
我们一出生就要来试图来证明来显示给我们的家庭和我们的社会我们是值一些东西的。
And so when Jesus came into the world and told us that only through seeing our worthlessness could we enter the kingdom, this was a shock to man.
所以当主耶稣来到地上告诉我们说只有我们有的不配我们才能够进那个神国的时候
and,
这对人类来说是很大的震动
and to prove the world could only respond in one way crucify him
所以对主耶稣这样的宣告那个世人只有一个反应就是钉主耶稣十字架
we are something we are important we are to be revered by man
我们还是有所事的我们应该受人的敬畏我们还是有价值的
We go to the university to get degrees so we can be something
我们上学校拿那个学位证书这样我们才能够成为有一些所有
And then what happened? We come in here this morning and we sing a song Oh to be nothing
而我们到这儿来我们却唱那诗歌说愿我成为无有
And the balloon is popped
所以那个气球就被扎破了
The secret brothers and sisters to life is to see it begins with seeing absolute utter worthlessness as far as heaven is concerned
所以对于属天的事情来说我们进入生命的那个起点在于看见我们完全的不值不配。
And day by day, as we begin to see that, through failure,
每一天我们借着失败，我们越看见这一点。
God is able to pour His Son into our life.
神就可以把他的儿子浇灌在我们的生命中。
There is an empty cup.
因为我们那个就是一个空的器皿。
No more.Cup filled with self.
不再是一个装满自己的那个杯子。
No more self-effort.
不再是自己的努力。
No more self-sufficiency.
不是自己有那个。
No more living for self-gratification.
也不是用办法来克制自己。
But a cup, an empty cup.
而是一个杯子，一个空的杯子。
With a prayer, Lord, fill my cup.With your son.
一个祷告主你用你的儿子来充满我这个杯子
May the Lord just even right now show us there's no value in mankind.
愿主现在就启示给我们说在人类里面没有价值
When the first man was created, he was nothing but dust.
就是第一个人被造的时候他也不过就是
And the only thing that changed that dust The only thing that changed that dust
而唯一能够改变那个尘土的
The breath of God
是神吹了那个气
And man began to become something that was very important and very lovely to God
所以人就成为一个在神面前成为所有，并且在神面前看为可爱的。
Let's prepare our hearts for this fellowship.
让我们预备我们的心，为了下面的。
Father, it is truly a paradox that when we see our worthlessness, then you become worthy.
哦，父，的确，是当我们越看见自己的不值的时候，我们越看见你的值。
Only then you become someone that we want to worship.
只有在这样的情况下，我们才看见你是我们当敬拜的那一位。
We cease from worshiping ourselves.
我们原来都是敬拜自己的。
And we lift up the Son.
好让我们能够举起你的爱子。
Thank you for this past hour where we could declare, "Worthy is the Lamb."
谢谢你让我们过去刚才那个剥饼的一小时，我们可以说羔羊是配。
What a man!
人算
a perfect man.
一个完全的人。
And even this hour, we see more of him.
就是下面这个小时，我们要更多的看见他。
Through your word.
借着你的话。
Through translation.
借着翻译。
Through the anointing of the ears and the hearts of your children.
借着在你儿女的心和耳朵上你来膏。
Reveal your blessed Son.
启示那个当称颂的儿子。
In Jesus' name we pray.
靠耶稣的名。Amen.
There is nothing on the heart of God more than His church, His people.
在神的心中没有比他的百姓、他的教会更重要的。
All the galaxies, the billions of galaxies of this world were created.
那个亿万的星系的那个被造。
For us to enjoy.
都是为我们来享受。
For us to be drawn in to the presence of the Son.
都要来吸引我们到他儿子面前。
God desires to have a people.
神的渴慕是在他的百姓身上。
He loved his Son so dearly.
他如此的爱他的儿子。
Love always must have an expression.
爱总是会有一种表达。
There must be an outlet for love.
一定要有外面的那个表达。
God wanted to show His love to His beloved Son.
神要把他对他儿子那个爱表达出来。
And His plan was to create you and I.
所以他的计划就是造了你和我。
Not for ourselves.
并不是为了我们自己。
But for His Son.
而是为了他的儿子。
But man fell.
人堕落了。
Man began to love himself more than God.
人开始自己胜过爱神。
And that poison of self has filled man's heart for thousands of years.
所以那个自爱的那个毒素就在人的中间这几千年。
Each little baby, as cute as each one are filled with self-love, not even love for their parent.
每一个这么可爱的孩子都被那个自爱所充满。
And since they do not even love their mother who cares for them and feeds them and takes care of them so wonderfully, how will they ever love God?
这个小孩子连那个照顾他、喂养他的妈妈他都不爱，他怎么可能会去爱神？
And as a result, they will not come into the purpose in which they were really created.
这样他就不能够进入到他们被造的那个心意之中。
Many of us suffer much because loving God is not our priority in life.
我们很多人受许多的苦，因为爱神并不是在我们那个次序命中次序最高的。
Jesus said, "I will build my church. I will have a church."
但是耶稣说，我要建造教会，我要有一个教会。
I will have a people that love me.
我要有一般的百姓爱我。
And because he doesn't indulge us, He brings discipline into our lives.
因着他不放纵我们，所以他给我们管教。
In order to bring us into that purpose.
好让我们能够被带到他的这个心意中。
Of loving him.
让我们可以爱他。
It takes a lifetime for many of us, for the Lord Jesus to become preeminent in all things.
对于很多人来说，这要花我们一生的时间，才能把主耶稣放在我们的首位。
And Colossians 1:18 says he is to be first.
哥罗西书第一章第十八节说他是那个为首的。
He is to be the preeminent one.
他是那个居首位的。
And the vision it speaks of God's purpose summing up everything in Christ.
以弗所书第一章说到神造万有都在基督里合一。
But we, like sheep, have all gone astray.
但是我们都如羊走迷。
The Lord Jesus is not our first love.
主耶稣基督并不是我们那个最爱的。
But that does not disturb God and His Son.
但是这个并不能搅扰神和他的儿子。
He says, the Lord Jesus said 2,000 years ago.
耶稣在2000年以前他就说了。
I will build my church. I will have a people.
他说我要建造我的教会，我要有百姓。
The church will be my body.
教会是我的身体。
They will be a people that I can dwell in the midst.
我要有班百姓，我可以居在其中。
I will dine with them. I will sup with them.
和他们一同吃饭。
But for the most part, the body of Christ has the Lord Jesus outside, and the Lord is outside knocking.
但是很多聚会就把主耶稣放在门外，所以主耶稣在门外叩门。
As you go out the back door here and turn to the right, there's a beautiful picture by Solomon of the Lord Jesus writing and knocking at the door.
所以就有好像所罗门给我们一个美好的图画，就是主在门外敲门。
And that is a picture of the Lord knocking at the door of the church.
那就是一个图画，就是主在教会门外敲门。
Who is the church?
谁是教会？
It's you and I.
就是你跟我。
The Lord wants to have intimacy with us.
主要和我们建立一种亲密的关系。
He wants us to wake up in the morning with such an affection for Him.
他要我们早上的起来对他有那样一种的爱。
He wants us to be declared, "This is the day the Lord hath made, and I'm thankful for it."
他要我们宣告是耶和华所定的日子，是何等
的感恩。I'm looking forward to going through this day as a divine romance with the Lord Jesus.
我所期待的就是过这一天是跟主耶稣有那个非常亲密的爱情。
Tomorrow morning is something to be exciting.
明天也许有些事情会让我们很兴奋。
As we anticipate working with the Lord as our head.
就是我们可以和主一同工，他是我们的元首。
Being governed by His Holy Spirit.
就是被他的圣灵所掌管。
Who is this I that says, I will build?
是谁这个我是谁说我要建造？
Well, brothers and sisters, here's where the problem comes in.
弟兄姐妹们，这个问题是这样进来的。
Because this I that said I will build came as a lamb.
因为说我要建造的这一位是以羔羊的样式来的。
Lamb is a very lowly creature.
羊是受造物中是一个很低微的一个。
In history, the lamb has been used as a sacrifice.
在历史上，羊常常成为那个祭牲来献祭。
A lamb has no rights.
那羊它也没有自己的权利。
He either gives his wool or he gives his life for meat.
他或者是羊毛给人，或者是把肉给人做吃的。
And this picture of this I am as a lamb is something very difficult for mankind.
所以这个说我是 那一位是羔羊, 这一点对人来说是很难理解。
Oh, you say, Brother King, I enjoy singing the song of the Lamb of God.
你也说，King弟兄, 我唱那个耶稣是羔羊那首诗, 我是很高兴的。
No, yes, that might be true, but none of us want to be sacrificed like a lamb.
也许你唱的时候很高兴, 但是我们可能并不愿意, 被献祭像羔羊一样。
The Lord Jesus came and he girded himself with a towel.
主耶稣来到地上的时候, 他用那个毛巾围腰。
One of his last acts on this earth so typified his 33 and a half years.
就是在他离世之前的所做的是他30多年里面是一个典型。
He came to serve, not to be served.
他来服侍人, 不是受人的服侍。
Oh, we think that's so wonderful.
这是何等的奇妙。
Until it comes to us, serving those in our family.
这件事情看起来很奇妙, 直到我们需要来服侍家中的人。
You sisters often are tested in this area. As you serve us brothers, your husbands are often so ungrateful. And I include myself at the top of the list.
所以做几十妻子的，当你服侍你的弟兄的时候，你的弟兄常常他不大感恩。那我就是这样一个，我可能是在名单上是最上头的。
Can we serve with joy? Can we serve without complaining?
我们能不能用喜乐，没有抱怨的去服侍呢？
When you walked in here this morning, either to this auditorium or the other auditorium, did you think of yourself girded with a towel? I am here to serve, first of all, the Lord. Serve means worship.
所以当你进到这个会堂或者那个会堂说，你是早上想到说，我是用毛巾束腰，我首先是来敬拜神，敬拜就是服侍神。
I've come this morning to serve my brothers and sisters, even those who won't even look at me.
我也是来服侍弟兄姐妹，就算是他连看都不想看我一眼。
Those who I even wonder, why did save them?
或者甚至那些人是想说，主为什么要拯救的人？
The fact is, the Lord did save a person.
但是主的确是救了那个人。
And the only thing, brothers and sisters, we are to look at in another brother or sister is the Lord Jesus in them.
我们应当看见弟兄姐妹的是有主耶稣在他们的里面。
Every single one of us have feet of clay.
我们每一个人那个脚上都有泥巴。
Every one of us are filled with weaknesses. We sin daily.
每个人都带着软弱，每一天我们都犯罪。
Everyone.
每一个人。
We have no right to look at another brother or sister's weaknesses.
我们没有权利来看别人弟兄姐妹的软弱。Yes,
we will see one another's weaknesses.
的确我们会看见别人的软弱。And
that should lead us to one thing, to pray for that brother, to pray for that sister.
但是我们只有一件事情能做，就是为那个弟兄，为那个姐妹祷告。That's
how we become one.
这样我们才合一。So
this I, who said, I will build, he came in humility.
所以就这个说我
要建造这个教会的这一位，他是带着谦卑来的。 He came in great lowliness.
他是非常低微的来的。
Great meekness.
他是很温和的来的。
Oh, we admire the Lord, but we fail to carry that admiration into our own life and apply it.
我们很尊崇我们的主，我们却没有把那个低微带到我们的生活中来应用它。
So whether it's our spouse, whether it's an in-law, whether it's our boss who corrects us, who reprimands us, we resist it.
所以无论是我们的配偶，或者是我们的岳父母、婆婆、丈人，或者是我们公司的老板责备我们的时候，我们就抵挡。
Why do we resist correction?
我们为什么抵挡那个管教？
Do not want to be that lamb.
因为我们不想那个羔羊。
We really want to be like the Lord Jesus.
我们并不想要活着像耶稣。
Our rights
我们的权利。
Me is more important than being like the Lord Jesus.
我比那个像耶稣更重要。
So the character and the nature behind the church is the character of a lamb.
所以教会的性格和性情是像羔羊。
Jesus came in much weakness.
耶稣来是一种软弱的光景。
He came as a bond servant, no rights.
他来是奴仆，他没有权利。
And there he said in Matthew 16, I will build my church.
但是他是在马太十六章说我要建造教会的那一位。
That second word there is will. I will.
英文里面第二个字他说是我要，要。
On the cross in John 19, it said, finished.
约翰十九章圣经上主说，都成了，成了。
Brothers and sisters, often when we say I will, it doesn't mean too much.
很多时候当我们说我要的时候。我们其实并不是真的说。
Spirit in us that loves to live in the gray and to lie and to flatter and to not say the truth.
我们常常活在一种是灰色的光景，也许是献媚人，也许是说谎的光景。
But when the Lamb that was slain said, "I will build," it will be built.
但是这个被杀的羔羊他说我要建造的时候他就一定要建造。
It will be built with or without us.
他建造可以有我们也可以没有我们。
If you have surrendered yourself to the Heavenly Father and said, Lord, I receive your Son, you will be part of that glorious church in the future.
如果你对天父说降服我愿意接受你的儿子来你就与那个永远荣耀的教会有份。
Every believer in here will be part of the New Jerusalem.
每一个信徒都与新耶路撒冷有份。
Brothers and sisters, we have the privilege now.
弟兄姐妹，但我们现在有那样一个特殊的权柄。
Of being one with the Lord.
就是与他唯一。
Giving him pleasure every day.
每一天都让他喜悦。
And when he said, I will, it will be done.
所以当他说他要的时候
And all through the history of man, even the church of Israel, thousands of years ago, there was a people.
所以就是教会的历史就是以色列的历史看都有一般百姓
That were united with him.
就是与他联合
Absolutely surrendered to him.
就是完全献身给他
who took the way of the cross
就走那个十字架
and was an answer to the statement of the Lord I will
就是成为主说我要那一句话的那个回应
and then we have this word build I will build
然后就是我要建造里面那个建造那个字
when the Lord in Genesis said I will make a wife
在创世纪里面主说我要
造
生命他造了亚当
It's very interesting the Hebrew word there is build he built a woman
所以他造了一个女人那个希伯来文是造那个字
he was the architect
他是那个设计师
he was the engineer
他也是工程师
he provided the materials
他也
he was the builder
预备了材料他也是造建造的那一位
He was the all in all of that woman.
他是让那个女人带的一切。
The very first, or it's not even the first picture, one of the very first pictures in the Bible of the church.
这是圣经里面那教会里面最早的图画之一。
Because I think before the woman was built, there was the moon, and the moon as a reflection of the sun is a picture of the church.
因为在那女人被造之前有月亮，月亮是反射太阳的光，那个是教会的一个图画。
Everything about that woman，
那个女人的一切
，God was behind it. He did it.
神都在那个后面，是神
做。How does he build his church？
他怎么样建造他的教会
？He builds through his word.
他借着他的话建造他的教会。
The word is the pattern that was on the mount.
这个话是他在山上是那位说话的。
The pattern that was given to Moses.
是那个摩西在山上看见的样式是那个
话。As a shadow of something happened 1400 years later.
摩西在山上样式是1400后要发生事情的那个图画。
And 2000 years ago, the real thing was built.
2000年以前那个真实的东西被建成。
Because of God's word.
因为神的话。
First of all, the word says, I will build.
他说我要。
I am the author and the finisher.
我是开始的，我也是成终的。
The word of God is the standard.
神的话是那个标准。
What is this church to look like?
这个教会要造成什么样子？
We open the word.
我们打开他的话。
The word shows us.
他的话告诉我们。
Shows us the very nature and the character, the life of this glorious church.
告诉我们这个荣耀教会的性情、性格应该是怎样
的。All scripture is given for teaching, for doctrine.
所有的圣经给我们都是来教导，是为了让我们有原则。
It's given for reproof, for conviction.
是为了让我们正，让我们受那个正。
It's given for correction.
是为了让我们受那个教正。
And it trains us into righteousness.
并且训练我们能够学义。
We have an outer man.
我们有个外头的人。
An outer man that resists God.
外头的人抵挡神。
That's our soul, that's our mind, our will, our self-will, and our emotions.
这是我们的魂、心思、感情和我们自己的那个旨意。
God has given us a spirit.
神给我们灵。
An inner man.
是里面的人。
And this inner man and this outer man are at war with one another.
所以外头的人和里面的人有征战。
And Paul says, why do I want to listen to the outer man more than I want to listen to the inner man?
所以保罗就在那里挣扎，为什么我听外头的人超里头的人。
But in Hebrews 4:12, it says the word of God divides the outer man and the inner man.
但是希伯来书第四章第二节说，神的话，他把外头的人和里头的人能够分开。
Not the brains of A prophet,
不是好像让我们得什么利益。
We can't sit down here and have a discussion on how to separate the inner man and the outer man in your life.
我们可以在这讨论，在你生命中怎么样把里头的人和外头人分开。
No, God has given us His word.
神把他的话给我们。
And brothers and sisters, this is why before you go to work tomorrow morning, before you go to school tomorrow morning.You take a few minutes and you open the word.
所以在明天带你去工作或者去念书之前，你花几分钟打开神的话。
For the purpose of separating the inner man and the outer man.
这样可以让你外头的人和里头的人分开。
This word is a sharp two-edged sword.
这个话是两刃的利剑。
It cuts even to the extent of.The thoughts and intents. Is this thought for the Lord or is this thought for myself?
他把心思意念都能分开，我这个想法是出于主呢，还是出于我自己？
The word is able to cut.
神的话能够把它切开。
Because in the church, in the body of Christ, there cannot be any flesh. There cannot be any outer man.
因为在基督的身体里不能够有任何外头的人和属肉体的东西。
You might have a trained PhD outer man, intelligence, brain, but it has nothing to do with pleasing God, with being spiritual, with being the church.
你可能是个博士，在外头人受过很少的训练，但是这都不能够与他神荣耀的教会有份。
The word of God.Is a lamp unto our feet. We know where to go.
神的话是我们那个脚前的灯，让我们知道走。
The word lights our path.
那个话也照亮我们前面的路。
And the word says study, that you might show yourself approved unto God in the body of Christ.
我们借着这样的话，我们也可以在神面前得蒙悦纳。
That we as God's workmen, we don't have to be ashamed.
这样我们就可以不需要要羞耻。
But we can be that glorious church.
我们可以做那个荣耀的教会。
This is why when the children of Israel came into the promised land, the very first thing the Lord demonstrated to them was manna. They had to have food.
所以当以色列人从埃及出来，神第一个就要给他们那个玛拿，就是他们需要有食物。神的话。
And the lesson there wasn't about physical food. Everyone knows you got to have physical food. That's not the lesson.
神那里的功课不是让他们外头要有食物，因为我们大家都知道。
The lessons there are many, but one of them is before the sun comes up. If you're to enjoy this day, if you're to have the peace of this day, if you're to have the wisdom of God in this day, there must be the eating of the word.
神的话就是当太阳出来之前，你要如果有一个喜乐的、有个平安的、满了智慧的一天，你要读神的话。
Brothers and sisters, you might have said, but Brother Dale, I read it, but I don't get anything out of it.
弟兄，因为你也许对 Dale 弟兄说，我读了，但是我读不出什么东西来。
That's very normal.
这是很正常的。
Because there is a secret God is holding, wants you to learn.
因为有个秘诀，神需要你学习。
And that is, I don't care if you've been saved for 60 years, when you get up in the morning, you have to ask God, Lord, reveal Your son to me today.
就算是你得救了六十年了，你早上起来，你要对神说：“神，你把你的儿子启示给我。”
Reveal my real me today.
今天你把我那个自己启示给我。
Reveal body of Christ to me today. The prayer that He will begin to show you, one step at a time.
把那个基督的身体启示给我，这样神一点点就要启示我们。
We have to come. Desperate, we have to come recognizing our absolute worthlessness.
但是我们必须先要知道说我们是什么都不值。
Number two, the Lord builds His church by His Spirit.
第二，神借着他的教会是借着那个圣灵。
In Matthew 3:11, John the Baptist says, speaking of Jesus, He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit.
在马太第三章，那个约翰说，耶稣要用圣灵与火给你们施浸。
And fire, which is the symbol of the Holy Spirit.
那个火就是圣灵的那个预表。
The Holy Spirit will born you, will bring you in. You have been born of the Spirit, will bring you into Christ.
圣灵让你能够出生，你们是生于圣灵，生基督。
That's the way we enter into the body of Christ, His.
这是我们能够进入基督的身体教会
来
的，是属乎灵。
And then He comes to indwell us.
并且他也住在我们里面。
And then, if we start to see our worthlessness, He will begin to control us by His Spirit. Ephesians 5:18, being filled with the Holy Spirit.
并且我们如果看见我们自己一无所事，他就要掌管。我们的生命像以弗所书第五章第十二节说，他要充满我们。
Because the Lord wants to make us holy with His anointing.
因为主向我们要借着他的恩膏，让我们能够
圣洁。He wants to pour on our ears and our eyes and our heart and our tongue His sacred oil, His holy oil.
他要把他那个秘密的膏油，那个圣洁的膏油，浇在我们的眼睛、耳朵、我们的心、我们的舌头上。
So that last verse there in Mark 16, we will have a new tongue.
好像就是刚才以弗所书后面说的，我们有一个新的舌头。
We will see with new eyes.
我们用新的眼睛看。
We'll have a pure heart.
我们有一个单纯的心。
An anointed heart. Anointed heart because we've been baptized in the Spirit.
受膏的心，因为我们是受圣灵的浸。
From the day we were born again.
从我们重生的第一天。
All the way through our life.
直到我们生命的截止。
Living by the Holy Spirit.
靠着圣灵而生，而活。
The Lord, number three, builds His church through the cross.
第三，神主建造他的教会是借着十字架。
Now this is the part we don't like.
这一部分是我们不
喜悦。We all must be broken.
我们都必须被破碎。
We just sang about in that first verse on "Oh to be nothing."
我们刚才唱那个“愿成为无有”那个诗歌的第一句话。
None of us want to be nothing.
没有人想要做一无所有。
We want to become something.
我们总是要变成有些什么。
We think we are something.
我们也觉得自己还算是什么。
But in John 12:24.
但是约翰福音十二章二十四节。
Every believer has to come to this crisis in their life.
每个信徒生命中都要进入这种的危机。
Come to that place.Or they say, "I'm a grain of wheat, a grain that falls into the ground and dies."
我要成为一个麦粒落在地里死了。
Life is in the grain.
生命是在那个麦粒里面。
A seed is very hard.
每一个粒它外面都很坚硬。
But when that seed, that's you and I, are willing to become nothing, to fall into that place of darkness,
但是如果我们每一个人都愿意成为无有，到进到那个黑暗里
，the elements around that seed,
那个籽粒周围的那个环境
，the elements around your life, people,
就是你生命中周围的那些人
，unkind people.
他们都不大良善
unloving people
也不大有爱心
hard overbearing people
也是很坚硬的一般人
difficulties at work and school
在学校在工作中都有很多艰难
that begins the environment that causes us to say Lord
这些都让我们要说对主说主
God is behind that environment
神在这些环境之
后 God was behind that environment in Job's life.
把那样的环境放在约伯的生命
God wanted more of his son in Job.
神想要在约伯生命中有更多他的儿子
Job helped the widows. Job helped the poor.
约伯曾经帮助那些寡妇
Job had a reverence for God.
约伯也敬畏神
But God saw that there needed to be more.
但是神看见约伯里面有需要有更多
and he provided an environment
他也给约伯预备了那个环境
an environment that softened him
那个环境让约伯软了下来
an environment that turned him into a saint
这个环境让他转变成为一个圣徒。
The cross is something, brothers and sisters, that we often run away from naturally.
十字架是我们天然的会逃离的。
We by nature resist any pressure because of our self-preservation attitude.
天然的我们会拒绝压力，因为我们要保守自己。
But the Lord will not be able to build His church without us submitting.To the environment he's put us in.
但是我们若不降服在主给我们的环境之下，主就没法建立他的教会。
Sometimes it's just little things. Sometimes it's very difficult things, like severe illness, even death.
有的时候是很这环境有的时候很小的事情，有的时候是很厉害，比如说是重病甚至死亡。
At the cross, it would have been very easy for the Lord Jesus to say, "No more death."No more physical death.
在十字架上，主很容易说不再有这个肉身的死亡。
He could have just said, "Away with Satan. That's it. He's done."
主可以说那就是这样，都成了。
But he kept those things intact. They're still here.
但是这些从重病这些事情，主没有碰，还在我们中间。
And they're allowed to reign and work in this world.
这些都在这个世界上它还在运行
All the unfairness and pressures of life are still here
事情是我们生命中碰见一些不公平的事情，他们还在。
And we as believers often suffer more than the people of the world.
信徒常常比那些世人所遭的苦难更多。
Why is it?
为什么?
To purify us.
为了来纯洁我们。
This is the agent. This is the way God makes us like Himself, His Son.
这就是神把我们变成他儿子那个办法那个介质。
May we not learn to resist? And sometimes we even pray against the thing. Oh Lord, don't let these things happen.
我们常常抵挡，甚至跟主说，你不要让这个事情发生。
There is a place for that.
有一个
type of prayer.
暂时有这么一个地方。
Foremost is Lord, give me the grace, the joy to endure, to go through this pain.
但是我们更应该跟主说，你给我恩典，给我喜乐，来走过这样的艰难。
You go into a gym, you don't tell the instructor, now take all the weights away, take all this machinery away. I just kind of want to walk around here and get in shape.
所以你去健身房，你不跟你的老师说，你把这些举重的器材，把这些东西都拿走，我只是在这里面悠闲地走。
That equipment in that gym makes us sweat and brings great pain to the muscles.
在健身房里面那些东西让我们流汗，让那个肌肉受苦。
It causes us to lose our breath. We become exhausted.
甚至让我们好像呼吸都困难。
And out of that comes strength.
但是那个之后所来的就是力量。
Physical strength.
就是外面肉体的力量。
Which is not as important as spiritual strength.
这跟属灵的
那个力量是无法相比。 Lord uses the cross
而主用十字架
as His tool
就是他十字架是他的工具
to make us like His Son so we can be in His body the church
让我们更多像他的儿子，好让我们与他的教会，他的身体有份。
God uses fellowship
神也用交通。
We need one another
我们彼此都需要。
The newest believer here today, you're needed by us, and you need us.
就是我们中间你刚信的人，我们需要你，你也需要我们。
And the oldest and most mature believer in this group today is definitely in need of everyone here.
就是我们中间最成熟的信徒，他也完全的需要我们中间的每一个人。
The body of Christ is no small thing, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹们，基督的体不是一件小事。
It's more serious to walk away from the body of Christ than it is to divorce your spouse.
你从基督的身体离开，比你和你的妻子离婚还要严重。
We can get ticked off over the simplest little thing and say, I'm just walking out of here.
也许我们被一些事情恼怒，所以说我走了。And
we, first of all, we've walked away from the Lord.
第一件事情，其实我们是从主面前离开。This
marriage is to with the Lord and with His people.
这个婚姻是跟主，也是和他百姓。It
is a very deep and serious thing.
这是很深，也是很严肃的事情。And
when we do not consider this body of believers seriously.
如果我们不非常认真地考虑这基督的身体
1 Corinthians 11 says we are apt to be sick and even death will occur
哥林多前书说我们中间有病的甚至是死的
I have been saved over 60 years that means over 60 years
我得救已经超过60年了。And
all through those years, and particularly even right now, I know a number of brothers and sisters that are under severe discipline because they have disregarded the body of Christ.
我知道有好几次都是弟兄姐妹，他们受到主严厉的管教，因为他们藐视基督的身体。
When you and I do not rightly, correctly appreciate one another, we are shaking our fist at the head, the Lord Jesus.
如果我们不是非常认真的来珍惜每一个弟兄姐妹，我们就好像是举起拳对着那个头，就是我们的主一样。
And the children of Israel were upset with Moses. God says, Moses, it's not you, it's me that they despise.
当以色列人来抵挡摩西的时候，神说他们所抵挡的不是你，乃是我。
All through this word, from beginning to end, there's accounts of people who are crosswise with brothers and sisters in the body.
这本书有很多都讲到弟兄姐妹有这样的情况。
And there is severe discipline.
神的管教是非常严厉的。
I will build, Jesus says again, my church.
我要建造我的教会，主再说。
You and I cannot touch the church.
你和我都不能碰教会。
You sisters can't just come around today and say, well, let's do this and three. I think we need to do this.
你们做姐妹能够说，哦，教儿时我们就做这个，那我们就做了。
It might be a wonderful idea.
也许你们想的是一个很美妙的
办法。But did it come from the head?
但是是不是从主来的？
What happens when the hand is not subject to the head?
手如果不听头的命令，那会怎么样？
It becomes spastic. It becomes out of control.
它就会失去控制。
Every one of us must be connected to the head at all times.
我们每一个人都要一直跟那个头保持连接。
This is not a country club.
这个不是那个俱乐部。
The church is not a business.
教会也不是一个生意。
We don't sit down and have a committee meeting.
我们不是坐下来开一个掌管人所开的会议。
We do not say, oh, let's open with prayer. We have a few brothers pray and then we say, now, I'll decide what to do.
也不是说只有几个弟兄祷告，然后我们就来决定要做的事情。
There has been far too much of that.
其实主所要的远远超过。
If we knew the seriousness of who it is that says, I will build, we would be very humble when it comes to making the smallest decision.
如果我们知道说我要建造的那一位是谁的时候，我们就算是做最小的决定，我们都会非常认真。
We would seek the advice of many counselors.
我们要征求许多人的意见。
And if one brother says, you know, brothers, I really hesitate here, I don't know, we would all stop immediately and we would go before the Lord.
如果其中有任何一个弟兄说我有点犹豫，那所有的人都应该停下，我们再来寻求主。
We've gotten so used to operating, running the church, just do it from our own minds.
我们习惯来让教会运行，是从我们头脑中来运行。
And things birth out of the heart of the Lord.
事情并不是从主的心里面出来的。
And this is very, very serious.
这是很严重的事情。
May the Lord help us in this area.
愿主在这个方面帮助我们。
Even sisters, if something as small as bringing a dish needs to be consulted to the Lord.
就是姐妹，你如果带一道菜来，也应当求问主。
People who are working the audiovisual, the people that are ushering, the people that are cleaning, their job is just as important as a person who's standing up here.
或者做招待、做清洁的，你们的工作和站在这里的一样的重要。
Everything in the tabernacle is anointed.
在帐会幕里一切的东西都要用油膏。
There's no big jobs. There's no small jobs.
没有大工作或者是小的工。
Everything in our life is to be taken very seriously.
我们生活中一切的事都应当要被非常严肃的考虑。
Because he says it's my church.
因为他说这是我的教会。
Don't touch it.
你不能够摸。
Don't figure things out with your fallen minds.
不要用你堕落的心思来处理这些事情。
Don't clone what the other people are doing in the next city or down the block. Don't copy.
不要把别人在别的城市里面所做的复制到你的教会来。
And then he finishes by saying, "My church, my body."
最后他结束说，我的教会，我的身体。
What is this church?
这个教会是什么？
Well, it's characterized, first of all, and this is just summary. It's characterized by the fact that he's the head.
我就是做总结，他第一，他是头。
Number two, it's governed by the Holy Spirit.
第二，要受圣灵的管制。
Three, there is a devotion to the Lord Jesus.
第三，是要对主耶稣的献身。
A love, affection of the Lord Jesus by the people.
是他百姓对主耶稣的那个爱。
And here's number four, there is love for one another.
第四就是我们之间彼此相爱。
If there is no love, in a sense, there is no church.
如果没有爱，那就没有教会。
Forgive one another.
彼此赦免。
Encourage one another.
彼此鼓励。
Submit yourself one to another.
服侍彼此顺服。
And above all, love.
在这一切之上爱。
This is why when the apostles start talking about the most important commandment, they often start with love one another.
所以为什么使徒当他们讲到的时候说最大的命令是彼此相爱。
What is the test of our love for God?
我们爱神的那个试验是在什么地方？
Very simple. Do we love one another?
非常简单，我们是不是彼此相爱？
We can only love one another by first loving God.
我们只有先爱神，我们才有可能彼此
相爱。And when we truly have an affection and adoration for the Lord, we love one another.
如果我们真心的爱尊崇神，我们就会彼此相爱。
Number five.
第五。
There is food when there is the church.
如果有教会，那就有粮食。
Headship.
元首。
There's the Holy Spirit.
圣灵。
What was the third one? Devotion for the Lord.
对主的献身。
Four, love for one another.
第四，彼此相爱。
There is food.
第五，有粮食。
There is feeding.
是有一个喂养。
The test of the church is found in the holy place, in the tabernacle.
这就是在那个会幕
被建造的时
候。
When you walk in the holy place, first thing to the right,You see the table of showbread.
你进入圣所右边就是那个陈设饼。
In the church, there is food.
在教会里有粮食。
Food to be received and food given out.
有我们所接受的食物，也有我们要给出去的食物。
Spiritual feeding.
属灵的喂养。
Oh, number six.
每一个人，第六点。
There is light. There's the lampstand in the sanctuary, in the holy place.
还有光，就是在圣所里面，它有灯台。
We are to be, first of all, to hold up the light, the Lord Jesus.
第一要持守那个光，就是主耶稣。
And the other word, to become the light of the world.
我们在一起就成为那个世界的光。
And number seven,
第七
there's the altar of incense.
就有那个香的香坛。
The third test there in the sanctuary.
就是在那个圣所里面那个香炉。
Are we a house of prayer?
我们是不是祷告的那个殿？
Do we really pray?
我们是不是真的祷告？
Are we just saying prayers?
或者我们只是说祷告的
词？ Do we pray in the spirit from down here?
我们是不是在灵里面在深处的祷告？
Do we as it says there in the Jude 1:3, do we contend, agonize for the faith, for the truth of the Lord Jesus.
像犹大书第一章第三节里面，我们是不是为话来竭力的有那个争辩？
There's a difference between saying prayers and praying.
说祷告的词和祷告是有区别的。
Praying can affect the gates of hell.
祷告是和那个阴间的门是相争的。
The church has great opposition.
教会有很大的抵挡。
Satan, the prince of the air, the devil, is totally against the body of Christ.
那个撒旦空中执政掌权的是和教会相对的。
But there in our passage, we see that the church is bigger.
但是从我们刚才看见马太福音那边说，教会是更大的。
The true church, the glorious church.
这真正的教会，荣耀的教会。
Where Christ is the head, where government is the Holy Spirit.
基督是头，并且受圣灵治的教会。
And when we have, or when we're in that, then nothing can come against us.
如果我们有那样那个主住在我们中间的情况，就是没有什么能抵挡我们。
I believe this is the way to face 2010.
弟兄姐妹，我相信这是2010年我们所要面对的。
We've already had one global catastrophe in Haiti.
我们在海地已经有一个全球性的灾难。
There are going to be many more, and some of them.Will be very close to home.
也有更多，也许有的是离我们这里非常近的。
It's guaranteed. It is guaranteed.
可以说有这样的确据。
The church, the body of Christ, has become very weak.
教会就是主的身体会很软弱。
When the church is weak, we from Laodicea, there is a very big vacuum.An empty place.
我们教会软弱的时候，我们从传道书就说那个就会有那个真空。
And the Antichrist lawlessness comes to fill that empty place.
那个敌基督那个不法者就要进入那个真空。
We have already begun, and we're going to continue to see huge catastrophic things happen.
我们已经看见这已经开始，我们要看见要继续就是很大的灾难的事情。
Guess what the good news is?
就好像那个新闻所看见的。
I will build my church.
但是主说我要建造我的教会。
I have a place for you to abide.
我有个地方是你可以住在其中的。
Where we can stand against the powers.
让我们可以抵挡那个仇敌的能力。
Isaiah, Jeremiah, Daniel, they went through.The fire.
以赛亚、耶利米还有丹以理，他们都经过了那个火。
They went through the flood.
他们经过水。
In worse times than ours.
他们经历的比我们现在所经历的要难得多。
Noah was in the church, the ark, a picture of the church. Noah was in it.
挪亚是在方舟里，那个方舟就是教会的那个图画。
He came out, came through, he and his family.Unscathed.
他跟他的一家都经过了，没有受到伤害。
May we see it as a glorious church.
愿我们看见这个荣耀的教会。
And live and abide in it.
并且实际的住在其中。
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Father.
父。
We thank you that you've made provision for our personal life, for our corporate life.
谢谢你为我们个人和一切的团体的生活都有预备。
In your Son.
并且你赐给我们你的儿子。
We thank you and we declare you are the head.
我们宣告说你是我们的头。
It is your earth that rules.
是你的圣灵在那里掌权。
We confess, Lord, our lack of love.For the body of Christ.
我们承认我们缺乏对基督那个身体的爱。
May we truly be a house of prayer.
愿我们真的成为那个祷告的殿。
May we be food for ourselves and for our neighborhood.
哦，愿我们有食物给自己，也给我们的邻舍。
May we be light.
哦，愿我们成为那个光。
In this dark, dark time.
在这个黑非常黑暗的时代。
Father, we thank you that you have given us the privilege of being in your body.
父，谢谢你给我们这样的权限，可以在你的身体中。
May we take it seriously.
哦，愿我们对这件事情非常认真。
See the beauty of it.
看见这个的美丽。
The glory of it.
看见这个的荣耀。
And stop complaining and murmuring about the weaknesses.
停抱怨我们的软弱。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
我们祷告是靠耶稣的名。
Amen.